Okay. What about when you wash your face? You use a little kind of a square piece of cloth?
Well, different. It all depends on some people who want a big towel to wash their face, other people just want a small one, you know. Uh-huh. And the idea is this, that when you're taking the bath, you want a good sized towel to wash your face. And when you go down to the bowl, the basin down there, just to wash your hand and just pass the rag over your face. You don't want the rag, but just about that big square, you know, just a small towel. Just a wash rag, I call it. Get down there and wash your face and dry your hand. Then you got a big towel in there to dry yourself up. And
when you get water, when you want water, you just turn it on and it comes out of what? Comes out of the, you turn water on now in the house and it comes out of the what?
What do you mean
there? Well, if you want some water now, you just go turn on the what?
You will turn your faucet on, whatever water you want. If you want hot water or cold water, you got the faucet. All over, you got the faucet in the bathroom and everywhere, whatever you got water connection, bathroom, and you take your washer and dry, you understand, and the dry, but the washing machine, you just go down in there and the machine, you dial that thing, whatever it's supposed to go, and then when you push it in, then it automatically opens the water into the machine. I don't know if you know that. The dial is a dial on that washing machine. You go down and you raise up on it and you turn it until you get to the mark where you're supposed to drop it. And you say where you're going to start washing, putting water in it. When you push it down, it automatically opens the water. Because the water pressure is against the machine at all times, you know, from the tank, from the water, the hot water and everything. It goes against the tank. It's there all the time. And when you press that lever down, it automatically opens the water into the machine.
Yes, sir.
And then it'll run that water in there until the level. It'll go down there until it click. It'll click. That means that it closes the water off of your water line. And then she's ready for action. Then you start washing. You see? And then when she gets through with that cycle in there of washing, she'll click again and she'll turn off and let the water out.
Yeah.
And after the water is out, then she automatically push another. You hear it click again? And she'll spin. She spin dry that, and after you do that, she come back again and put more water in it. But they call it wrenching. That's on a washing machine. You got four cycles. And that when it comes to that last cycle, they don't put full of water, they put enough water in that for wrenching. And then she'll go on and she'll agitate that for maybe a minute. And then she click again and she'll spin. She'll spin and let all that water, she'll spin it dry. All the water goes out. That's the way the machine works, the way your water works into your hot and cold both. I don't know how that thing is. I never have looked into one of those machines to see how it was made, because I didn't have exactly that kind of time to spare to fool one of those machines. I let the other fellow do that, the fellow that sells them.
Yes.
He doesn't know all about it. Of course, I can keep him running. If I know if the belt breaks loose on it or if it stops on him, I go down and find out what's wrong with it. It may be something that fell in the agitator or something like that. Get out there and move it off and get it cleared out again, let it go. I do all of that. I don't call the man every time the machine stops. I go and see what's wrong with it. It may be something that electricity is off of it or the clothes jammed in it or the something else.
Yes.
So that's the way I always did work myself.